For first-time authors who have no readership, the answer is easy. Quality considerations aside, a publisher raises your profile and makes you look bigger than you've ever looked before. Someone is taking a financial risk to launch your work into the world and make your name recognizable, and the risk can be taken only for a finite number of authors. So readers make logical assumptions about quality that are in your favor. Publishers do fail at launching authors every day, but authors promoting themselves tend to fail at it more dramatically. It's not that publishing mechanics are hard. It's the ability to spread the word about your work's existence at the right time to the right people that's difficult. If you're an author who can make influencers jump when you ask, or you have a siren call that lures readers to your door, then all bets are off on what the publisher is for. You'll have to decide, but the following are just a few of the reasons some authors prefer working with publishers. They want the security of an advance. For nonfiction authors who require money up front to research and write a book, this can be a significant motivation. Novelists may secure multi-book deals with the promise of a paycheck over a span of years, allowing them to focus on their writing, sort of, as we'll see in later chapters. That said, advances for most authors are in the four figures or low to mid five figures, not a living wage. They trust the editor they work with. It's one of the romantic fantasies of every author, to have a nurturing editorial relationship that makes every book better. It does still happen, and once authors find an editor they trust, they tend to stick with them. They don't want to fuss with the administrative and legal work. Publishers take care of many tasks related to publication, everything from registering for an International Standard Book Number, ISBN, to filing for library cataloging in publication, CIP data, and copyright, to communicating with retailers. They can also more effectively handle problems that may arise with Amazon, especially if fraudulent or counterfeit editions of your work get distributed there. National print distribution is important to their goals. An author working alone will rarely see their book distributed widely to stores or libraries without the help of a publisher. Plus, getting on the New York Times bestseller list requires nationwide print sales. They seek credibility or attention from industry media and mainstream media. Publishers have established relationships and connections that open doors. Without their backing, authors are more likely to be brushed aside by reviewers and the media, as well as teachers, librarians, booksellers, and other gatekeepers. They hope to see their work widely licensed. Publishers and literary agents attend international book fairs and are better able to secure licensing or subsidiary rights deals that may lead to increased income and visibility. Think translations, audiobooks, book club editions, and more. Publishers and agents also have relationships inside Hollywood and can shop book projects to producers and studios. It's challenging for an author, at least a new or unknown one, to tackle such deals on their own. Having a publisher can give you more power and visibility, but it doesn't guarantee success or sales. Rather, it's just the first step in a long journey. Every author must then make the most of the business partnership and any prestige it brings. For a first-time author, you'll benefit from a publisher's in-depth experience at packaging and positioning books, and you may work with some of the best talent in the industry. Writers new to the industry are often surprised at how long the traditional publishing process takes, typically 1 to 3 years to launch. But when you decide to traditionally publish, it's best to accept the pace at which it works and see it as a feature, not a bug. If a publisher is doing its best job to support your book, they usually need that lead time to properly market, promote, and build buzz for your book among booksellers and retailers. They also have to allow time for the book to be printed, and for some titles, that means overseas printing, which adds months to the production schedule.